three scores and the ball bounces back towards the same four now in their 30s. Begsy, Glynn, Hodge and Daz. Wiry Daz wears a blue and white striped Stockport County top. They go into a pub, the Admiral Nelson. The landlord, Warren, a fat bearded guy with glasses, cuffs Begsy round the back of the head. He sticks a sign on the door. Great night out. Begsy's wheeling elderly Mrs. Walsh's stretcher down a hospital corridor.
Now, you behave yourself tonight, Mrs. Walsh. I don't want to come in here tomorrow and hear that you've been out pole dancing again.
I'll fight yourself tonight, Matthew.
I certainly am. I've had that Pippa Middleton on the phone. She wants to pick me up round the back of urology and take me downtown for a night fantastic. She is banging to Stockport, Pippa. Loves it up here.
Don't make me laugh, I'll burst my stitches.
Had to blow it out, though. Big night out tonight with the lads. My mate Glynn's just got a new job, so we're out celebrating. I wouldn't miss it for the world. None of us would.
What do you mean you're not coming? Just shut up and listen for a second. She goes, I don't want you going out tonight. I want to sit in and watch a DVD.
Kath said that.
Witch. Come on, listen. Witch.
Witch. No, witch. Because I was like, who's a bloke in this marriage? He wears the trousers. You're not putting my balls in your knock-off mulberry handbag.
I am going out with the boys tonight to celebrate Glynn getting a job, and you can either like it or lump it.
Hodge turns and sees Kath watching him. She looks amused.
But I said, frankly, that's no way to speak to your wife. Bernard.
Bernard?
Speak to you later, Begsy.
He ends the call.
Wow. Wish I was going out with you tonight.
No, you don't. Donna's Mick's been having it off with that slapper from the tanning salon.
You never told me. Which one?
The orange one.
They're both orange.
Me and Mira think we might broach the subject with her tonight.
Can't you ring her and tell her?
Oh, yeah, great idea. Or I could just text her. Hiya, love, you're Mick shagging Tango Tina. Surprise face.
Fair point.
Why do you lie to your mates and say I stopped you from going out?
It just keeps them on the toes.
Is it also because you're a bit of an idiot? Now, I want you to wrap up warm. I'll die if you get that man flu again.
I haven't got any clean jumpers.
What about that cardigan I got you?
Cardigan? It's got a hole in it.
A pinprick, which is why it was such a bargain. It's designer, Hodge. Designer. You'll turn heads in that.
Yeah. Actually, love, I'm still not exactly sure where it is.
Well, surprise, surprise, I found it. It was upstairs in the spare room underneath the scale electrics. Shall I get it? I'll get it. I'm getting it.
She runs excitedly from the room. His face falls. Begsy looks out over the hospital car park. He spots a silver-grey Lexus and runs down the steps. He seems puzzled as he heads towards the car. Glynn, with dark hair and black-framed glasses, winds down the window.
Get in quick, will you? We've got to pick up Daz.
Is this a company car? You jammy bastard, Glynn.
Yeah, brilliant. Can you just get in?
Slender Begsy walks round to the locked door.
No, hang on. Hang on, there's a button for that. Where's the button?
No fear. I'll do a Dukes of Hazzard.
No, Begsy, I've got leather upholstery. Do not do a Dukes of Hazzard. Wait, I've got leather upholstery. No, Begsy.
Through the window.
Woo! It is. Drive on.
Glynn stares as Begsy presses a button on the armrest. They pull up in a residential street and get out of the car. They look up to see a guy sitting on the roof of a house.
Begs, Glynn, you all right?
Yeah, we are, mate.
Oi, Scott and Bailey. Is he with you? He's been up there for hours. He only came to mend my dish.
Yeah, it's all right, mate. We'll get him down. Daz, come on down, mate. We're going to go to the pub. Glynn, he's got a new job. Check out his cheap suit.
He's blocking my signal.
I like it up here. It's tranquil.
Yeah, it's tranquil down here, mate.
No, down there's where all the problems are. You got war, famine, choline.
My wife's got a plastic ankle.
She had to take me toothbrush. That was cluttering up her shelf. It's the end of an era.
Oi, pack that in.
Daz, just look at these lovely kids. You're depriving them of their favourite telly. Oi, kids, what would you like to be watching?
Jeremy Kyle. My uncle's on it this week.
Shut up.
Begsy looks up at Daz and holds out his arms in a questioning gesture. Daz gives a thumbs up and gets to his feet. Hodge steps out of his house in a yellow cardigan. Begsy.
Hey, look.
Here he comes. Oh, my God.
The bright yellow cardigan's belted at the waist. Hodge, with a moustache and goatee, swaggers towards the car. Glyn looks down, embarrassed. Hodge gives a salute.
Right, lads. What's with the car, Glynny?
Sorry, say that again.
I said this car, it's...
No, mate, can't hear you.
I said, where'd you get this car?
Sorry, mate, we can't hear a thing over that cardigan.
You funny buggers, aren't you? This is designer. Calf bought me this.
Is it?
It's Tommy Hilfiger.
Has it? Oh, it has. It's actually got a belt. It's got a belt.
Get him, Big Bird.
He looks disgusted and walks round to the rear passenger door.
Come on, Odd.
Come on, stop messing about.
Try again.
Glyn moves the car back and forth. Hodge falls over.
Oh, Christ.
Oh,
God. Dickhead.
Hodge gets in.
Man, what's up?
Stay calm. I'm coming straight round.
They pull up outside a house. Smoke's pouring out of the open front door. Begsy runs in and the others follow. A saucepan's on fire in the kitchen. Begsy beats it with a tea towel.
You should have just phoned the fire brigade, ma'am.
No, I didn't like to bother him.
I don't go back to it.
That's fireworks, you pleb. Next time, make do with oven chips, eh?
Oh, yeah, they're on offer at Morrison's.
Which ones?
Crinkle cut.
Oh, no, I don't like crinkle cut chips.
Me neither. All them sharp edges.
Oh, no, it's nice. The ketchup sticks in all the little ridges.
Is anyone going to give me an hand here?
You're doing it all wrong. You've got to strike it more from the side. No, your wrist action's all wrong.
Do you think all the chips will be burned?
Oh, I don't know, love. There's plenty there. Are you hungry?
I wouldn't say no.
Hey, Bags, see if you save me some chips, mate.
Oh, there we go. All done.
It's my fault. I should have kept an eye on them, but me and Beryl were on the Facebooks.
I was just checking to see if my Alan had got his socks and his family-sized Galaxy I sent him.
He's in Afghanistan.
Fighting the Taliban.
You can't get Galaxy there.
Or socks.
Have you got clean socks on, Matthew?
Oh, ma'am.
What? You might meet someone tonight.
There's no need to worry yourself about that, Miss B.
Oh, I keep telling him. It's time he moved on. He's been divorced a year now.
Right, see you later, ma'am.
What about my chips?
Get out.
He shoves Glyn out.
Is this your new car then, Glyn?
Yeah, well, my boss is, yeah.
Is it German?
That's Japanese. Yeah, it's got heated seats.
Very inventive, the Japanese. Heated seats, sushi.
The atom bomb.
I don't think that was them, Beryl.
The boys get in the car. Hodge.
Your mum checking that you had clean socks on. I think you lose 10 man points for that, Begsy boy.
Man points? I just ran into a burning room and put out a fire.
Bit of an exaggeration. I tell you what, I'll stock you five.
I tell you what, if you care that much about my Hodge, why don't you have all my points?
You can take all mine and all.
You can't do that. It messes up the system. What? The system you invented in 1989?
Well, just give it up, will you? Because you're the only one who thought it was any good.
Well, Glenny, you love the points, don't you?
The what?
I'm just saying that you love the point system.
Yeah, to be honest, mate, I've never really understood it.
What? It's easy. It's just points and numbers.
Like Sudoku.
No! Oh, forget it.
Oh, he's putting his pencil away.
Just forget it.
Oh, no points.
Careful, lads. No! Easy. Hits. Yeah. Dead clever. We're never going to get to the pub like that, are we?
It's children.
Having tried to cover Glyn's eyes, Daz and Begsy settle down in the back. Glyn parks outside the Admiral Nelson pub. Three small boys.
Nice car, mate. I'd take to see a scratch down the side.
From there to say there.
Fortunately, we offer a comprehensive car protection service.
Tall, gangly Glyn studies them in turn. The smallest boy doesn't flinch.
How much?
20.
10.
20.
15.
20.
Have you heard of negotiating?
Yeah. Give us 25 and we'll make sure your tyres don't get slashed.
Right.
Glyn takes out his wallet and hands him the money. The boys watch him go and he joins the others messing about on the way to the pub. Scrawny Daz jumps on Hodge's back. They race to the entrance. Warren's wiping the bar. He looks up.
Here they are, the poor man's take that. What will it be, ladies? Magitas all round?
Hello, Warren.
Warren aims the TV remote at Hodge.
I can't turn the brightness down on this. Carlene, how'd you turn the brightness down on this?
Very droll. Whose round is it?
It's yours. You didn't get one in last week, as I remember.
No, actually, I will get the first round, lads. You lot have subbed me long enough. It's payback time.
Full pints of usual ditch water, please, Warren.
Right, I'm going to play some tune.
Daz, mate, no Smiths.
Especially Meatus Mayday, because I'm raffling a leg of lamb and some sausages here tonight.
Hey, Warren, stick a couple of double vodkas in one of them, will you? Daz needs pepino and a brandy.
Yeah, actually, Warren, I'll just have a lemonade.
What?
Technically, yeah, I'm still at work. I just got a text now. I've got to pick the boss's girlfriend up in 20 minutes. What can I do?
Quit.
I've just started.
You can have this one ale, do the pickup, ditch the car, come back, catch up. What time do you knock off?
When he says I can. You know, Warren.
At the jukebox, Daz selects Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
Oh, oi, knobhead, what did I just say? I like what I like.
I'm going to drown this out. Gentlemen, raise your glasses.
United shit, city's worst, we always put the county first.
They all down their pints in one go. And slam their glasses on the bar. Glyn.
Does anybody else's taste a bit off?
He gave him the spiked one.
Does
he? Does he?
Hold on a minute.
Sorry.
What, you've been spiking my drinks?
Just a double vodka.
And a brandy.
Trying to cheer you up.
Well, how long have you been spiking my drinks?
Since you were 12. How else do you think we'd portal with you?
Well, cheers, lads. 2 years without a job, first day on the new one, I'm over the limit. What am I going to do?
They all look nonplussed, then Hodge shrugs and turns to Warren.
What are you doing?
I'm getting a puppies in while we have a think.
Genius.
They're at a table in the pub. Begsy.
Just phone your boss, tell him the truth.
What, that he's drunk? The one thing a chauffeur shouldn't be.
He's going to kill me. You know, there's something about him. Something that says you just don't want to mess with him, you know what I mean?
Who is he?
Tony Webber.
Oh, Matt Tony.
What's he like?
Well, the clue's in the name. He was christened Tony, but he's friggin' bad.
Glyn works for him.
Oh, dear. Rather you than me.
Anyway, any more tickets for tonight to meet Raffle? First prize leg of lamb, fresh out the freezer, but if you do win it...
Eat it by Monday, OK?
I'll be in it through a straw if I don't do this pickup.
People. I can sort this very quickly. Mate of mine's a cab driver. 9 point Nige. Get a wet room for him.
9 points. How are you, buddy?
Hodge calls. His smile fades. Daz.
Right, so this mad Tony, right, is a bit of a wronger, a bit of a villain. Well, what are you then? His getaway driver.
No, I'm not a getaway driver.
Yeah, but what if he asks you to park outside the NatWest with the engine running?
Yeah, with some tights on you then.
Yeah, and some tights on you.
No, I'm not a getaway driver. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
But all wet rooms leak. It's just settling.
I think you might need a plan B.
Why don't you phone a taxi for her?
I can't have some random just picking her up.
Well, there's good news and bad news. Bad news is that Nigel can't make it. He's picking up a hen party in Cheadle. Fancy dress theme.
Glee.
What's the good news?
The good news is he's paying me £200 to regrout his tiles.
Could you?
I think you're screwed, aren't you, Glyn?
Yes, Darren. Royally.
Unless one of us drives for you. But we're probably over the limit.
No, none of you are. Not yet.
They dive for their drinks.
Oh, no.
Down. Oh. Darren.
Thank you.
60p for 3 straws.
Straws don't grow on trees, son.
Hodge slams the money on the bar and rolls his eyes. He rejoins the others. Glyn's holding 3 straws between his fingers. Hodge.
Who's going first?
Come on. Who's night out is going to be totally screwed. Not you.
I'm not going first. We'll flip a coin to decide.
Not flipping a coin to decide. Who goes first to decide?
Daz reaches out tentatively and picks a straw.
Get it! Warren!
A large JD and Coke, please.
He beams. Eggsy and Hodge prepare to draw. They reach out at the same time and nearly go for the same straw.
Yes! Commiserations, Begsy boy.
Fair enough.
A girl brings a drink over.
Nope!
Hodge tries to stop him as Begsy gulps it down.
I'm over the limit.
You utter bastard.
I'm sorry, mate. We'll keep one in the barrel for you.
Her name's Zoe. She's outside the Atom Bar.
Well, it's just as well, because I am the best driver.
Well, you know, what are you talking about?
That's what I do for a living.
Hodge leaves and makes for the car. The kids are on the street corner watching him.
What's it like? Lexus is getting nicked.
Now, if that bloke had paid us 40, we'd have stopped that.
Yeah? Should have gone for the anti-theft package.
Hodge drives off. He passes a woman sitting on a rag and bone cart that's being pushed by an elderly man. Someone in a giant rabbit costume's playing drums outside a parade of boarded-up shops. A 20-something fair-haired woman in heavy makeup and very high heels is standing outside a club. Hodge.
Zoe?
That's my name, don't worry, Al.
I'm Glynn's associate, Paddy. Paddy Hodgkinson. Your driver for this evening. Shall we?
Can I just say, I'm not wearing any pants.
He looks startled. She teeters off laden with shopping bags. She stumbles and Hodge runs after her and steers her to the car. She leans unsteadily on the car. He hurries round, takes the bags, opens the door and helps her in. At the pub, a scrawled note on the wall reads, "Free Wi-Fi now available. Please ask Warren for password. In brackets, it's bugger." Begsy gets a round of drinks. Daz.
You know what? I can't believe you've never thought about this. I mean, how can you've gone through life, right, lived 30-odd years, and not tried it?
What were we talking about?
Stilton.
The cheese?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, what's always intrigued me is that it's supposed to be mouldy, right? But it's got a best-before date, so I mean, what happens on that date?
I have no idea.
So, okay, it goes mouldy.
Yeah, very good.
But it's supposed to be mouldy.
Daz, this is a stupid, boring, beer-fueled conversation. It's right up there with, would you starve to death eating nothing but celery?
Yeah, you would.
And the classic, if you had to sleep with a man, who would it be?
Feminine-looking monk.
Who's taken a vow of silence.
Glynn's at the pool table.
Balls.
Zoe checks her phone. Her bare feet are up on the dashboard.
Hey, you're looking at my thigh?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with my thigh?
There's nothing wrong with your thigh. I'm just concentrating on the road.
Tony? What do you want? Do you know where Lala Cash is?
It's just off Baycross Street.
Lazy ass wants me to go there and get a curry. By the way, your driver keeps looking at my thigh.
No, I wasn't. Tell him I wasn't.
He does.
I'm not.
He's all over it. Lucky.
I'm actually married.
You're looking at my lucky.
Eyes down and looking, boys and girls. Here we go for our first prize, which is the leg of lamb. There we go. Oh, and it's a pink ticket. Pink ticket number 4 and 343.
Hey, it's Trisha.
Oh, Trish. Come on, Trish.
Every time.
But I know things have been a bit tight with your cap still on the old tag look, but there you go, that little house. Nice one.
You know what, lads?
Okay, next we're going to be raffling the...
I don't fancy going to Smokies tonight. Not after what Colleen said.
Go on.
She says I'm bored and set me way, so if I go to Smokies, it'll prove she's right.
Lovely Welsh lamb here, boys and girls. You can tell it's Welsh because it's still got the love bite.
She can't begrudge your Friday night drinks with a lad, surely.
She says he always cooked the same meal. Egg, sausage, beans and chips.
Straight or crinkle cut?
Well, like I said, right, last week, we had wedges, not chips.
Plain wedges. It's like the spice wedges.
Does it matter, Glynn? It's not about whether it's wedges or chips. It's about the fact that I can ring the changes.
Look, you've got to come out. Going to Smokies is tradition.
Oh, it's Glynn! Glynn!
What?
You've won the sausages!
Hey? That's it.
You know what? I never win these things.
That's because you never buy a ticket, you nugget.
Hey, lads. Sausages are on me.
OK, boys and girls, keep your tickets in your hand. You've heard of Vietnam. Well, we're going now for the boiled ham.
Hodge is parked outside an Indian restaurant. He's lowered the back of the driver's seat and slowly raises it back to upright. He looks into the restaurant, then scans around and shakes his head. He checks his watch. He steps out of the car and enters the restaurant. Zoe's perched on a high stool at the bar.
Is it because it's saucy? And you're saucy, aren't you? Look at you, really saucy.
What are you playing at?
I'm just waiting for his lordship's curry.
You mean this one? Come on. You're not the only one with a life, you know.
You know, if I go like that, you really look like Robbie Williams.
Do I? I get that all the time. Come on!
He drags her out, but she falls flat. He looks panic-stricken.
Sorry.
Zoe laughs. A diner turns. It's Kath.
Podge.
What are you doing here?
Having a prawn biryani. What are you doing here?
He's with me, love. So keep your dirty thoughts to yourself and your mucky paws off.
Hey, do you mind? I barely know her.
All right.
Kath, look, I can explain.
Your bill, sir.
Oh, sorry, love. You're going to have to pay. All my credits are maxed out.
Interesting definition of a lad's night out, Hodge.
Keep your hair on, love. He just picked me up outside a bar. He knows I'm not wearing any pants. End of.
Oh, chill.
Kath sweeps out.
Kath, excuse me, sir.
The waiter holds out the bill.
Kath! Where is she?
I think she might have gone.
I could see that.
Don't worry, love, I'll talk to her, all right?
Thanks, Donna.
I know you wouldn't do anything to hurt her. You're not like some men, I know.
Thanks, love. Hold on, I'm really sorry to hear about your mix shagging an orange cow from the tanning salon.
What?
His eyes widen as he tries to backpedal.
What?
What about my Mick?
I'm sure it's nothing.
Who's this Mick? Sounds like fun.
Oh, I'm sorry, Donna. Sorry.
Are we going home or not?
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Just get in a car.
What car?
He looks up the road.
Where's the bloody car? Where is it? Where's the bloody car?
Smokey's nightclub, Glynn stuffs the raffle prize sausages in his trouser pocket.
Look, I'm not throwing these sausages away. How does that look?
It looks like your kecks are stuffed with uncooked meat.
Well, they are. Here we go. Problem solved.
Hello, Daz. What a surprise finding you here.
Colleen, what are you doing here?
At a nightclub, getting up a jazzle. What do you think I'm doing?
See what it's like.
And since you're here, I've got the rest of your stuff. Eye mask.
I can only sleep in complete darkness.
Stockport County slippers.
I've got me and mum's feet, haven't I? You know, bad circulation.
Baby oil.
Yeah, don't get too excited. It's for his eczema. I know where you are at Smokey's. Plus ça change, Daz, plus ça change.
That's really out of order, because you know I can't speak French.
Why would you? Because you'll never step foot outside of Stockport as long as you live.
Actually, for your information, Colin, I've travelled all over to county away games. I've been to places like...
Braintree. Kettering.
You've been to Kettering.
Ebbsfleet.
I'm not saying Ebbsfleet.
You can't hear you anyway, mate.
Come on. All right, Mitch. Busy tonight?
Do not talk to me. I'm working. If I want to enter into conversation with you, I'll start it. You understand?
The bouncer tries to look tough.
All right, lads, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Mitch.
He lets them in.
Hello, mate. You all right? Yeah, all right, yeah. No.
Zoe and Hodge.
God, I do not believe this. I do not...
Oh, look, there's my Tony's mower.
The missing car glides past with no driver.
What the...
God, I'm more pissed than I thought.
Oi! That's me mate's car! Just stop it now! Stop it! Hey, I'll call the police! Get out, Mrs. Get out!
The kids that Glynn paid off are inside with the smallest boy at the wheel. He moves the car forward and back as Hodge stands by. Zoe leans against the car while Hodge is on the phone.
Glynn, I am not paying these.
He wants to speak to you.
Hodge taps on the window. The little ringleader partly lowers it and Hodge passes the phone through.
I'm afraid we'll have to bill you for the vehicle retrieval service. We didn't know it was your mate. We want £40. Well, if he doesn't, You'll be hearing from our solicitors. He says you have to pay us 40 quid.
Glenn,
of course I've not got solicitors. It's just kids sat here grinning at me.
Right, but you owe me 40 quid.
What are you going to do with the money anyway? Buy another crap cardigan?
What is it now, Tony? No, we'll be back in a bit. Some kid nicked the car.
Somebody nicked my car! I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
That's why they call him Mad Tony.
At Smokey's, a couple of lads are doing a silly dance. Bexy and Glyn are on a raised level, clutching their pints as they look on. Glyn.
Do you know, she looks like Julie. Hang on, that is Julie.
You should go over and talk to her.
No, she's with a mate. And anyway, I don't want to make a fool of myself.
Do the dance over.
No, I can't dance to this song. Yeah, well, I'll wait for something different to come on.
You get yourself over there. Hey! Your Julie Liverman's over there.
Glyn stares at Daz.
Maybe you should do the dance over.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Glyn stares at the blonde-haired woman being dragged up to dance by her friend. In slow motion, he sips his pint, then takes off his heavy black-framed glasses and puts down his beer. He wipes his mouth and starts to jig awkwardly to the music with his eyes fixed on Julie.
Look, is the dance over? He's doing it!
Observed by Daz and Begsy, Glyn dances his way towards her.
Show it, show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it.
A handsome guy gets there first and Glyn makes to turn back. Begsy.
Get over there now!
I'm sexy.
He goes, Zoe and Hodge, by a gated drive.
Kath, hello, love, it's me again. I'm just dropping Zoe, that girl, off and then I'm coming home, OK?
Come on, you bugger.
He's in. His other car's on the drive. He's probably just having a shit or something. I'm cold.
He gives her his cardigan. She's sprawled on the grass eating curry, which is all round her mouth. A voice speaks through the security post by the gate.
Who is it?
Is that you, my Tom?
Tony, is that you, mate?
Mate? You're not mine, mate.
No, very true. I'm Paddy.
I'm just bringing your girlfriend Zoe back.
And your Lexus too. It's a lovely motor.
Where's Glenn? I hired Glenn.
Glenn? He's had a bereavement? He's dead? No, he's bereaved.
Listen, Tubby. If you brought Zoe back, then where is she?
Actually, I'm not that fat. It's just that the camera tends to put a few pounds on.
I said, where is she?
Here she is. Your precious cargo.
He gets her to her feet.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Yes, I know.
What did she just say?
Her curry-covered face peers into the entry camera and the toll gates slowly swing open.
Oh, slow down, will you?
50-ish Tony opens the door and vest, boxes an open shirt and holding a sword.
Evening. Nice sword.
This is a 19th century sabre, used at the Battle of Gettysburg.
It's lovely.
Hiya, babes.
She crashes face down on the floor.
I hate to see women pissed.
No, it's very unbecoming.
That's your fault.
Well, to be fair, I mean, she was half cut when I found her.
I disapprove of alcohol. It weakens the resolve, slows the reactions.
I'll just put the keys on the step.
You do that. I'll tell Glenn.
Glenn?
Tell Glenn!
I'll see him first thing in the morning. 10 seconds to get off my property. 9 8 7 6 5
Hodge tears down the drive and just makes it through the closing gate. At Smokey's, Begsy brings a couple of pints over to Daz.
Cheers, mate. Here we go. How's Johnny Depp getting on?
Steady opening 5 minutes. It's a bit cagey.
Daz scans the dance floor and spots Colleen laughing and flirting with a guy. He scowls and downs his pint.
Going for the slash.
Bexy looks over and sees her. Glyn and Julie are sitting at a table.
So have you always wanted to be a chauffeur?
Well, after school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I just ended up being a lifeguard down the local swimming baths.
Oh, lifeguard? Not chauffeur.
I found it pretty scary. You know, they put you in this big high chair. It's 15 feet in the air. I'm scared of heights.
She glances down and looks disgusted. He follows her gaze.
Oh, no. That's just my sausage. Not my sausage. No, sausages. Yeah, no, I want them in a raffle. No, do you want one?
Fine, thank you.
No, I'll... Why?
He puts them back in his pocket. Hodge gets home. Kath's in the living room.
I'm sorry about earlier. I was doing clinical turn.
No, it's all right. I know you're a bit of a knob.
Fair point. How's Donna?
Ask her yourself. She's in the spare room, about to start a second roll of Andrex.
You bastard! No! I don't want to talk about it! I don't ever want to see you again! Bastard!
Donna flings her phone.
I'll leave it till morning.
She's left him for good this time. Packed her bags. Set up a Facebook page called Tina from Tamfastic is a Dirty Hoe.
I'm sorry, love.
Donna?
Bloody hell, it's Mick.
What? Well, don't open it.
Why?
Because it's my fault. It's...
You've got a cheek turning up here.
Well, I need to speak to Donna.
Hello, Mick.
She's in bits upstairs, but I will see if she wants to talk to you.
Heavily tanned, Mick steps in and scowls at Hodge.
You all right?
Not great, no.
Hodge looks on edge.
Nice tan, you've been away. No, of course. Anyway,
Hodge searches for something to say. Kath.
Come on up.
It's good to see you. Good luck.
Mick stops in the doorway and shoots Hodge a look of disbelief. Kath steps in and puts her arms round him.
This is nice.
Where's your cardigan?
His eyes open wide over her shoulder.
What?
Your cardigan.
Somewhere.
You've lost it. How convenient. Just like that snakeskin man bag I got you.
No, I love it.
No, you can be honest if you don't like it.
I really love it.
I won't get upset.
It's my favourite thing ever.
So I guess you want to go and find it then.
Begsy and Daz.
Hey, seen the ice queen over there trying to wind me up? Yeah. Well, two can play that game. She says pork scratchings are disgusting. Fat, and airy, and unhealthy, and... She says they'll be the death of me.
I don't want to sound like someone from Relate here, Daz, but just go over and talk to her.
You know what she called me this morning? A narrow-minded, set-in-me-ways, unadventurous little sedge.
Well, I like what I like.
Tony! Hi. It's Paddy. Familiar? Well, that's my cardigan and I kind of need it back.
Oh, no. This is my cardigan. I've had it for years.
Okay. Well, it's just that I've got one similar. It was identical, in fact, and, I lent it to Zoe earlier and...
Perhaps you'd like to take it up with Napoleon.
Napoleon?
Tony barks through the tall gates and Hodge flinches. Tony looks amused, steps away, and patrols the grounds with his Doberman. Hodge gets his phone out. Daz's phone rings.
Daz, seems to me like you've got two options. You go over, you patch it up, or you move on.
How am I going to do that?
Tonight, Darren Taylor, opportunity knocks.
Begsy grins at two women standing at the bar and mouths hello.
Yeah, but they're not calling.
Oh.
Hodge is still by the gates. Begsy's phone.
Not now, Hodge.
See, the thing is, I'm used to it. Plus, I can't be arsed with the hassle of having to meet someone new.
Then why are we having this conversation? Go and sort it out with Colleen.
Well, I don't have to do all that talking about feelings and stuff.
No.
There's no way that I am going to try hummus. No. And she'll never drag me to the Stratford Centre.
Fine. You enjoy your pork scratchings.
Begsy flings a handful in his face and walks off. Daz stares into the bag of scratchings. Hodge looks desperate and makes another call. Glynn reaches into his pocket for his phone. Gazing at Julie, he rejects the call. Colleen's with two guys.
What do you like?
Bouquet of lollipops for the lady?
Lollipops.
They cost me a ten of these for bloke in the box, and I've never had them before. And you say that I never try new things.
Daz holds them out.
What are you trying for the first time tonight, hmm? A threesome?
I'll see you later, lad. It's me hairdresser Jamie and his fella Ryan.
Oh.
Oh. Come here.
I'm sorry.
She hugs him. Glyn.
Bex, Bexy, it's going really well.
She didn't even mind my sausage hanging out.
Oh. Nice one.
Yeah, this is turning out to be the best night ever.
We don't want your sort in it.
Oh, it's me, mate. Come on.
They're bundled out by a couple of bouncers.
I'll report you.
What are we being chucked out for? He's phoned up the club and told them we were selling drugs. Do I look like a drug dealer?
You weren't answering your phones. It was an emergency. I had to get you out of there somehow.
Any reports of improper conduct must be taken seriously by the management and staff.
Yeah, but Julie Liverman's in there waiting to have a drink and spend the rest of her life from it. Let me back in, lads, please.
Can't. It's gone 1:30. Club policy stipulates prohibiting of entry or re-entry to all patrons post 01:30 hours.
What? They don't let anybody in after 1:30. Come on.
Oh, come on, lad, please!
Whoa, whoa.
Just get in the van, will
you? Yeah, come on, you've got her number.
You are joking.
What? It's Hodge. He needs me help.
I want to go home.
Well, he's me mate.
And I'm your girlfriend.
And you made me take my toothbrush back.
Make up your mind, Daz. What is it to be?
He turns to the guys, then back at Colleen. In Hodge's van, Glyn studies a scrap of paper. Daz.
Hey, tell you what, you owe me big time after this, Hodge, right? Next time, five aside, you're in goal.
We've got to get back. I should be with Julie. Not going out to my boss's house picking up your cardigan.
Kath bought it for me.
I'm sure she'll forgive you.
I don't want to be forgiven. I want to show that I love her.
You did that by wearing the bloody thing in the first place.
Why do I have to park so far away?
I can't even see whose name it is on the side of the van.
Get back! The gates are opening. What's happening?
Shut up! It's Tony. They're leaving.
The boys hide in the bushes as the Lexus glides out of the drive and they run in before the gates close.
Wow, look at this place. Must have cost a few quid.
Hey, check out the wheels.
Look, can we please go? I'll buy you a new Cardi.
Hodge at a window.
I can see it.
It's draped on the banister.
How are you going to get that?
Have you got a key?
No, I've not got a key.
Hey, you could try using a credit card.
We are not breaking into my boss's house to get a cardigan.
Well, is there any way in round the back?
Don't even think about it.
Hey, Hodge, window open up there.
Will you stop helping him?
Daz, get on up there.
Well, me?
No, no, no.
You go up on roofs all the time.
Yeah, no, but I can't get up there without me ladder.
Hey!
Bexy's found a ladder round the side. Hodge.
It's like it's a sign.
Glyn looks miserable. Daz climbs the ladder and stops halfway up. Hodge.
What's up?
I'm just thinking. Am I doing this because I think it's a good idea? Or because I'm drunk?
Both. They get your ass in gear. Come on.
He keeps going while the others watch.
I'm in!
Well done, Darren.
Oh, yeah. Nice one, mate.
Oh, he's got a dog. It's a bloody great big Doberman.
With a cardigan, Daz opens the door.
Genius.
No problemo.
Where's the dog?
It's locked up inside.
Should we have a little look around?
Be rude not to.
No, 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 lads, I don't think we should. I don't think we should have a look around.
Glyn follows them into the impressive double-height hallway.
Wow.
Jeez. It's like the set of a porno. Look at the size of those spears.
Yeah, that's great. Should we go now?
Oh, my God!
They join Hodge.
Look what he's got. Box of Krispy Kremes, and he's only had one.
What are you doing?
I'm starving.
Glyn stares as the others pounce on the donuts. Hodge.
What was that?
Swallow.
I said, what was that?
They all freeze, then car headlights flare through the window. Glyn.
Shit.
They run to the hallway. Glyn grabs the donuts and puts them on a glass table and they head for a door. The front door opens.
Be quiet, idiot.
It's me. There you are.
His wallet's on the table and he spots the donuts.
Greedy cow.
Are we going to this casino or not?
I'm going for a waltz.
What's going on? I don't know. I can't see in the dark all through doors.
If we don't leave now, I'm not coming.
He's about to open the door to where the guys are hiding. He pauses.
And you forgot to switch the alarm on.
Terry's in the car. He lets the dog in the hall and heads out.
He's going. That's his car.
Yeah, we've all got ears, Hodge.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm sorry, lads. I was bursting.
They all turn to stare at Daz.
Do you mind?
Hodge partly opens the bathroom door.
We're dead. No, 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 no. There's always a solution. Just let me think.
No, you're not coming up with any more ideas. Glen sausages.
Hey, have you still got your sausages from the meat raffle? We'll use them as a decoy.
Hey, no, no, I want them.
Oh, come on, Glen.
They're not cooked, so...
It's a dog, not John Turow. Just give them here.
All right, who's going to go first?
Does it matter?
It does if the dog's a vegetarian.
Well, can you get a vegetarian dog?
Well, if not a vegetarian, maybe a kibble girl.
Hey, you know, my Auntie Lynn, she had a dog once, was diabetic.
Shall we save this fascinating conversation for the Nelson, eh? Concentrating on our current predicament, who is going to go first? Straws, straws, what about if we draw some straws again?
Who's going to have straws on him? He had sausages in his pockets.
Well, I should go out last, shouldn't I? Because we are using my sausages.
You. You're going first. You got us into this predicament.
Begsy dumps the sausages in Hodge's hand. Hodge takes a deep breath. He opens the door and flings the sausages high in the air. Napoleon runs for them and the guys charge out, Hodge still clutching his cardigan. Outside... They hurtle down the drive with Napoleon in pursuit. They clamber up the high wall, each just making it to the top with their legs dangling on the garden side. Napoleon charges at the row of bottoms. They're in hospital. Hodge is holding one sleeve of the cardigan in one hand and the rest of it in the other.
It's ruined. I like his ass.
Begsy's lying face down in bed. His mum.
Thank you, love.
Right then, best be off. Should do this again sometime.
Same time next week?
Yep.
Oh, can we give you a lift, Mrs. B?
Oh, thank you.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, just leave me here, why don't you?
Nasty.
Yeah, love bite.
That Pippa Middleton's a rough one, then.
Yeah.
Mrs. Walsh is in the next bed. ITFC audio description.